Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Conrad Vernon, who, along with Greg Tiernan, directed Sausage Party, which is releasing here in Italy on October 31st, Halloween.
It's an honor.
Nice to meet you. Oh, thank you. It's great to meet you.
I had so much fun. Thank you for the film.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you liked it.
So first of all, I wanted to get to the film right away, and I wanted to know, first of all, how did you get involved in the film? I know you have worked with Seth Rogen before on Monsters vs. Aliens, but I wanted to know, on what stage of the project did you get on board?
What stage of the project? I got on board at the very, very beginning.
Wow.
All they really had was a 2-minute pitch where they basically just said, we want to do an R-rated movie about hot dogs having sex with buns. And that's pretty much all I was pitched. And I said, yeah, that's fine with me. That sounds like a hilarious concept. And then we started the work. I was getting the designs and the animation house and everything, in order. And they were writing the script. And, they involved me in the script writing process, which was great. They were sending me outlines for ideas, and then I was sending them ideas back. And, all the way through the writing process, they involved me a lot, which was great. I loved doing that, So I was, throwing ideas back to them, and they were incorporating them into the script. So I was on from the very, very beginning. The only thing that was there was the concept.
What was the intention then from the beginning? Because the best thing about the film is that you don't want to find a compromise. That's the way the film is so effective and fun, obviously. But I wanted to know, was that the intention from the beginning, or you decided to drop the compromise along with the work and the process?
From the beginning, we didn't have to compromise with anyone because no one was on board yet. It was pretty much just Seth and Evan and Jonah and myself. Wow. And then later on, my co-director, Greg Tiernan, and his wife came on, and it was just us for a while. And so, the script was written and the designs were done for the characters, and, some of the ideas for the look were already done exactly the way we wanted. And luckily, when we gave this to Megan Ellison over at Annapurna and she fell in love with it, she didn't want anything changed. She said, this is the movie I want to make as well. So, everyone was pretty much on board with exactly what we wanted to do. Now, once we got into, actually animating it, and, there were some people who came up and said, wouldn't this be more financially viable if it was PG-13?
Yes.
And, they tried to start, maybe trying to talk us into doing something a little more commercial with it so we could make more money. We're like, well, we're not doing this for the money, obviously. I think everyone on the board took a humongous pay cut to do this. So everyone just kind of said, look, if we're making the sacrifice of dollars and cents here to do this, we need you to take a risk with us. We're not going to do this PG-13. We're doing exactly the way we want. Now, that doesn't mean we didn't get good notes. I mean, whatever great notes we got from the studio or from our friends or anyone, we took into consideration. We put it in if it was making the film better. But we certainly weren't going to hold back, and we definitely weren't going to make this, like every other animated film out there.
But talking about balance in the compromises, the balance can be found in how you, for example, dealt with stereotypes. A critic said and wrote about the film that in order to make it right, you had to make sure to insult everyone.
Yes.
Well,
you understood it perfectly. That's exactly what we were doing. We wanted to make sure that we quickly got into the stereotypes and showed them, for the stereotypes that they were, but no one was off the table.
We definitely did
the stereotypes for every single person, which did two things. First of all, it just kind of, it very blatantly showed how ridiculous we might see each other at times. And
true.
And secondly, made us all real, hopefully was a little bit, it supported the theme a little bit more, where it was, as ridiculous as all our differences are, at the bottom, at the base of everything, we're all human beings, and we all suffer, and we all have our the same fears. And I think the lead character says it best at the end, where he says, we need to put aside our differences, you know, no matter how petty or ridiculous they are, and come together. And so I think that, you know, just making sure that we all look ridiculous is what we need to understand here. And then, of course, I think, as Evan Goldberg put it best, and then we all end up fucking each other in the end. So,
where this is an animation. There's fun. There's comedy, which is, you know, the main point, but there are so many layers, and there's also a deeper message. Can we say that? I mean, it's that we should always look for the truth without believing, even if it feels good to believe in certain things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the deeper message was definitely, it wasn't supposed to be anti-religious at all.
I understand that.
There's nothing, you know, there was nothing in there that said anti-religion. It was, you know, it's good to believe in something. It's good to have faith in something. But when it starts to tear people apart, then you have to question, you know, exactly what you believe in. And so I think it was, in the movie, Frank, the main character, calls everyone a bunch of morons because they can't see the truth that he's putting in front of them clearly. And then his friend Barry comes in and says, you can't just crap on their beliefs and expect them to follow you.
Yes.
You know, you have to give them something. You have to give them something back. You have to give them hope. And so, that's when he stands up and says, look, it's great to believe in something. It's good to, to follow something, you know, because it makes you a human being. It makes you a whole. It makes you, you know, gives you a moral compass so that you can all live peacefully together. But right now, you know, we have to put aside our differences because we're all staring death in the face, and we have to come together and overcome this huge obstacle, you know, that we all face. And we can't do it alone, and we can't do it, you know, segregated. We have to do it together. So I think that's it's not anti-religious, it's more pro-humanistic.
So let's talk about the fun parts. Who came up with the Dirty Dancing team or the Stephen Hawking reference? I don't want to spoil all the film, but there are some very genius ideas.
I'm trying to remember, where's the Dirty Dancing idea?
That's Hungry Eyes, the song.
Oh, the opening of of the orgy. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're spoiling that, more.
I mean, basically, we were just struggling. I mean, how does one get into an orgy, elegantly? I don't know if anyone knows how to do that. And so we decided, well, maybe we do something a little more Top Gun-ish.
Sort of used the ultimate romance comedies to get into the orgy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's how we came up with that. And then the other...
the Stephen Hawking?
That was basically, we were all just, you know, when we were talking about the script, we'd always get together and, you know, if Seth and Evan were on set, we'd go to his trailer, or we'd go over to Evan's house and we'd hang out and we'd just talk about the script, we'd talk about good ideas. And I think that it was just kind of like, I think it was Jonah Hill that came up with the idea of, like, or maybe it was Seth and Evan that came up with the idea of a chewed piece of gum. And then I think it was Jonah that leapt on top of that and said, you know, and he's in a wheelchair and sounds like Stephen Hawking because he's been chewed up so much. And so, you know, everyone kind of cracked up at that. And then I remember sitting down and drawing a picture of what they were talking about, and when I held it up, they said, oh my God, that's got to be a character. And so they basically wrote him into the script to explain to the food what the world that they lived in really was.
Thank you so much, Cora. It was really an honor to talk to you, and thank you for all the fun and the deeper message.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Good luck with the film.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cora Vernon, for being virtually with us and talking about Sausage Party. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.